At Randwick for tomorrow, the up-and-coming will start the day of eight races at 12:35. Nevesh Ramdani's out at Randwick. Nevesh, another solid week of fine weather.
Certainly has been, Andrew. Thank you very much. And it's glorious today, and hopefully it stays that way.
What have you rated it this morning?
All right, Andrew, so we left it a good four this morning. There was a heavy dew, and I gave you 2 mils of irrigation last night just to freshen it up ahead of tomorrow. Look, the forecast is for showers later tomorrow afternoon, so I think we may be okay to get through the race meeting without any showers, but we are mindful that they are forecast for late in the afternoon, but also more heavy rain sort of Sunday into next week, but we may miss all of that.
All right, let's cross the fingers. So a good four, a Penno of 5.03, and the rail's at 6 metres tomorrow.
Yeah, we moved the rail out 6 metres, Andrew, and look, it's in a pretty good position. We've had some marginal recovery on the grass, and you know, we're just waiting for it to warm up before the Kaikuyu can fire up again. But in saying that, the grass is in pretty good order, and we'll just hope for a good clear morning, not too much of dew, and hopefully we get to a good three by race time.
Let's cross the fingers. Just finally, mate, three on the Kensington track this morning. How did it go?
Yeah, pretty good, Andrew. I have to say it was an improvement since our last set of trials on it, so that's encouraging. There's still a few issues that we need to resolve, but in saying that, it was certainly an improved performance on that surface.
Okay, all right, we'll chat tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Nevesh.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.
Nevesh Ramdani. The only early scratching is race 7, number 1, Complacent, taken out of that race to line up in the Warwick Stakes. Alex Steadman's joining us from racingandsports.com.au. Morning to you, Alex.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. What have you found for us?
Yeah, look, we don't have to look far for our first selection. Race 1, number 1, Sebring Sun. The colt contests the up-and-coming stakes in search of three straight win, and there is certainly a lot to suggest he'll be doing just that. Gary Portelli and Hugh Bowman don't frequently combine at the races, but when they have, it makes for good reading. The pair run at a small profit on turnover and possesses a strike rate of 19% in partnership. Hugh Bowman, he's coming off a career best season, and he's hit the ground running this season with a strike rate of near 30%. And this sees him as one of the highest striking jockeys in the country at present. He should be able to maintain this position courtesy of Sebring Sun, race 1, number 1.
Righto, Hugh Bowman, Gary Portelli, that's race 1, number 1. Where do we go then?
In race 3, number 3, Andrew. Fell Swoop is looking particularly hard to beat and is easily my best of the day at Randwick. The gelding was superb in winning at Rose Hill last start and in the process maintained a perfect record from two starts with Blake Shin in the saddle and the pair reunite on Saturday. Fell Swoop is by not a single doubt and he's trained by Matthew Dale down in Canberra. Now, Matthew Dale, he's the king of the not a single doubt. Dale has enjoyed 40 wins at 25% courtesy of the Stallion's progeny, which is the most of any trainer. And he also boasts the most individual not a single doubt winners of any trainer with 9. Simply put, Andrew, the man has an affinity with the breed and can again showcase that on Saturday in race 3 with number 3, Fell Swoop.
Yeah, and Blake Shin told me this morning off that dominant win last start, he's got a perfect barry. He does come back to 1,000 metres, but he's up and going, and Blake feels that it's one of his big ones tomorrow. Where's the last of the trio?
We'll try and find a bit of each-way value here, and in race 7, number 6, Boss Lane, he shapes as at play. The Ron Quinton gelding contests race 7, looking to commence his latest campaign with 3 straight wins. In the past 7 seasons, the Ron Quinton stable and followers would run at a profit on turnover through 5 of them. Specifically, the stable possesses an 11% profit on turnover at Randwick and a 14% profit on turnover in partnership with jockey Tim Clark. So on Saturday, Quinton at Randwick with Tim Clark in the saddle. Race 7, number 6, Boss Lane, definitely looks the way to go.
Righto. So the three there for Alex. Race 1, number 1, Sebring Sun. Race 3, number 3, Fell Swoop. And race 7, number 6, Boss Lane. Good on you, Alex. Enjoy tomorrow. We'll do it again next Friday.
Of course. course. Thank you, Andrew.
Alex Steadman there from racingandsports.com.au. Tim Clark takes the ride on Boss Lane tomorrow. Really looking forward to getting aboard. Danny Beasley last Friday steered us into Mr. 111 at longer odds. He said his best ride tomorrow is Countryman. It's pulled up really well this week. It's had a good week on the track, and it's having its third run in August, so it's very fit. So Danny Beasley, very keen on Countryman. Brenton Abdullah rides tomorrow. He's got his best ride. What about he was on the show yesterday, and he gave us four winners there yesterday at Hawkesbury. He feels Arterby in race 8 and Music Magnate in race 3 are his main rides tomorrow out at Randwick. Damien Hay joins us from Racing New South Wales, Chief Handicapper. Damien, I want to start with something as a reminder for our participants that it's a crucial day for them on Monday.
Yes, it is, Andrew. Good morning to you and everyone. The major Group 1 handicap race nominations for the spring close on Monday the 24th at 11 a.m. We've got the Group 1 Epsom Handicap to be run over the Randwick Mile. Now, it's received a healthy prize money boost from $500,000 last year to $1 million this year. So that will surely ensure the 2015 Group 1 Epsom to be one of the strongest in recent years. Also closing is the Group 1 Spring Staying Test, the Metropolitan, which has also had the prize money increase from $400,000 to $750,000 this year. And the Group 1 Spring Champion Stakes for the three-year-olds. It's up to $500,000 in prize money this year. All those nominations close on Monday morning. And, Andrew, the weights for the two major handicap races, we will be declaring those no later than 12 noon on Monday the 14th of September. And the minimum weight for both races remaining on 52 kilos. There's no change to the minimum with those prize money increases. So okay. Important nominations closing Monday morning.
Monday morning for those races, as mentioned. Tomorrow, the Warwick Stakes. Tiger T's won it last year. Veyron Pinwheel won it a couple of times. How does tomorrow's version come up?
Terrific lineup. 10 of the 14 runners are individual Group 1 winners. So a high quality race as expected. And obviously with all those nominations closing on Monday, Andrew, it's an important race for the handicapping department. We get to have a look at, you've got Barbero, Messini and Zaratone. They've all had the benefit of recent runs. But, you know, most of all the other ones, it's an important kick-off point for the rest of the field as they embark on their spring campaign. So, you know, we get to have a look at them. Pornichet's there, last start Doomben Cup winner, Royal Descent, who won the Champion Mile last night at the awards. Doncaster winner Kermadec. We get to see him again and really looking forward to seeing him, Andrew. He could be one of the real stars of the spring. First Hills there, Gust of Wind, the Godolphin pair, complacent in it somewhat. So it's a really, really important race and we get to see them and from Epsom and Metropolitan point of view.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so that's the race. The up-and-coming starts at small entries, but gee, it's a classy little group, isn't it?
It is a very classy little race, and we get to see Sebring Sun again. The weights had to be raised. There's 2 kilo spread between them. So Voya and Sebring Sun meet again. There's a 2 kilo turnaround off their last start. And they got Land's End there of Gerald's, and Kenny Essent was impressive at Golden. Yeah. So it's a small but quality field. But Sebring Sun is going. He looks a nice horse on the way up.
Yeah, for sure. Can't wait for that. It's just a kickstarter tomorrow. Damien, thank you for that. We'll chat again next Thursday.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Damien Hay, Chief Handicapper for Racing New South Wales.